After Florida legislators approved their new budget, Monica Russo, the president of the Florida chapter of the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, blasted them, saying, quote, "The so-called leaders in the Florida legislature today failed both a fiscal and a moral test by proposing crippling cuts to public education and services for Florida's neediest families." WMNF spoke with her late this afternoon.
Well, I think it's a sad day and a shame that our legislature is basically forcing children and the vulnerable and the sick to shoulder and bear the burden of these cuts when they are not the ones responsible for getting us into this mess in the first place. And this situation demands leadership. It's a tough time, and we need leadership that does not put our kids in a position and our elderly or our frail or our sick in a position of having to basically carry the load on their backs. We're breaking their backs by doing this, and it's time for some new ideas, some creative solutions, and stop hiding behind the rhetoric. This is a situation that is a human-made, a man-made situation, and now we got to get ourselves out of it. And frankly, one example of a creative solution is where, in the nursing home situation, they found a way to generate new revenue and prevent some of the most devastating cuts and impacts on nursing home residents. Those are the kind of solutions we need to be looking at. And it's pathetic, and I think that Floridians aren't going to tolerate this anymore because it's the future of our children and the neediest who are on the line right now.
We're speaking with Monica Russo. She's the president of SEIU in Florida. Monica, Governor Chris said yesterday, actually, that he is not necessarily in support of all the cuts to education that have come through in this recent session. Is that a place where you think you can put some pressure on Governor Chris to go ahead and make some vetoes of what has been passed here this past week?
Absolutely. It's time for Governor Chris to deliver for Floridians on this question, and he really should put his veto pen where his mouth is, so to speak, in terms of making sure that these cuts the cuts to the neediest and the most deserving are to funds for the neediest and most deserving need to be eliminated. So get that pen out.
Monica Russo, also, as you know, before the session even began, the Florida House and Senate leaders said raising the cigarette tax is off the table for this particular session. What do you think about that?
Frankly, I think when it comes to the future of our children and to providing health care for our people, that nothing should be off the table.